from KQED.
And we end today's show with our ongoing StoryCorps series, which focuses on conversations between Latinos in the San Joaquin Valley. This week, we hear from Kathleen Lozano and her mom, Doris Ceballos, who describes what it was like growing up with 10 siblings in the small town of Malaga, just 6 miles outside of Fresno.
Why don't you tell me how many people were in your family?
There were 11 children in our family, 6 boys and 5 girls.
And where did your parents come from?
They came from the old country, Mexico, from Guanajuato, Mexico.
They pretty much settled in California and primarily there in Malaga. What was Malaga like?
It was very small, smaller than it is now. There were no street lights. The families were large, mainly Mexican families.
So I know that some of the older brothers and sisters, they had to work to help the family. So many of them couldn't continue their education. But I know you actually got to go to high school. How many of you got to go to high school?
Just the two of us, myself and my sister.
You got an opportunity to work at the general store there in Malaga. And how did that come about?
Well, I had just graduated from high school, and I had my diploma, of course. And we traded there. We went to that store for almost everything, and they needed help. And because I was bilingual, the owner told me if I was interested in working there. And I says, well, I'll have to speak with my dad. And he says, well, it's okay with me if that's what you want to do.
Wow. So what were you going to do at the store? What was he hiring you to do?
I was to be a clerk, a cashier, postal clerk, and an interpreter.
Tell me some of the things you used to do for them, most of them being the Mexican people in town.
People would get their mail, and of course, if it was in English, they did not know how to read it. I would translate what the mail read. A lot of them were from the old country, and then some were from their loved ones that were in the service.
Yeah.
And that was sad because they would start crying, you know, when they got their letters. And they would be so grateful, you know, that I had read the letter, that they would bring a piece of fruit and give me a piece of fruit or a candy bar. They were so grateful and thankful. I would say, you don't need to do that. And they said, I want to.
Yeah. I just think for someone being that young with that much responsibility, I think an awful lot of you, Mom. And I'm so proud of you and everything that you've accomplished. You were the first one to kind of work out of the home, a female in your family, and you were the only female to even learn how to drive. And you're this small, petite lady. And a lot of times when people see you, they may think that you're very timid. But I always thought of you as being very strong. And I'm so thankful that I have you. I'm very proud of you. Thank you, honey.
That conversation between Kathleen Lozano and her mother, Doris Ceballos, is part of a project with the Henry Madden Library at Fresno State. It was produced by the California Report with interviews recorded by StoryCorps, a national nonprofit whose mission is to preserve and share humanity's stories in order to build connections between people and create a more just and compassionate world. This project was co-sponsored by Fresno State's Office of the President, the College of Arts and Humanities, the College of Social Social Sciences and Valley Public Radio.